A national study shows 4 in 10 students who eat free or reduced lunch skip breakfast. A local anti-hunger advocate says the problem isn't the food that's being served. John Janowski of the Hunger Task Force says it's logistics, getting kids to school on time to eat the breakfast that's available in a little over half Wisconsin school districts.
Once kids do get to school, they don't have a lot of time to participate in the breakfast program, if indeed there even is a breakfast program available.
There's been an effort to increase startup grants for low-income school meals, but Janowski points out schools still have to pay for staff to cook the meals, clean up, and watch over the students. The meals themselves also cost money. Wisconsin Superintendent Libby Burmaster hopes legislators will approve a higher state reimbursement rate for school breakfast programs.
It's very clear that hungry students can't learn. And in the school districts that serve breakfast, they are seeing better results related to absenteeism and to student achievement and student behavior.
The national study was done by the Food Research and Action Center. It ranked Wisconsin 51st in providing free and reduced breakfast. The report shows the number of morning meals served in Wisconsin went up 1%, but only a quarter of those who are eligible actually eat low-income breakfast. Shamie Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.